Major Show. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Last hour talked quite a bit about various different things theological, and ended up the remainder, the last portion of the conversation. We're talking about the concept of pantheism or science of the mind or the law of attraction. And Nick here in the room is our resident atheist and skeptic. I still like the term atheist.
You were an atheist 20 minutes ago,
yeah,
so I don't know that you're...
I still like the term atheist, but I don't know if it's totally descriptive of my belief system anymore, whereas pantheism seems a little bit more descriptive, but at the same time, not completely descriptive. Anyway, I love this whole law of attraction thing. We've got Sam on the line in Texas, and he is also a law of attraction believer or fanatic, or I don't know how you would describe yourself,
adherent.
Sam, but here you are, adherent.
I'd say student.
Student.
Would be a good word.
That is a good one. And I would say you've probably been studying a little longer than I have. So your comments so far, sir, and then I've got a question for you.
Sure thing. I've kind of been waiting to spring my theory of multiple universes on you guys, and I think the last segment was the perfect one to do it. But before I get to that, let me explain a story that I saw that compared humans to computer games, and I think it kind of explains how there can be things out there that we just don't even comprehend, but it doesn't mean that they don't exist. This game took one of the computer games, I think Populous, where you have little people and you build islands and make them do things and they fight each other. Are you guys familiar with that?
I'm familiar with games of that genre, yes. That, like,
yeah, where you're basically playing the god and all the little people in there are characters of the video game doing different things that you direct. So... It asks the question in the story, could you become one of the characters in the game? And the answer is really no, because your consciousness couldn't shrink down to that level of predefined choices and possibilities and opportunities and so forth. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, we are more complicated than the characters in the game.
Exactly. So your consciousness just wouldn't shrink to fit into that. So in the same sense... to them, you are God because, you know, you control their life by turning the power switch on and off. You control time. You control, you know, everything about their universe. So really, I think that applies to kind of us as well, in that where we are right now is somewhere along the scale of computer games as they evolve, and we're only beginning to understand some of these concepts.
Very interesting. So here's my question.
You guys completely or?
No, I follow you.
I'm there.
Nick?
I follow. I don't know that I necessarily agree, but I see the point you're making.
Okay. So now you've talked about the parallel universes before, and there's scientists that are saying maybe they exist and it's a possibility. And I've talked about time in this context of, you know, there is only now, the present moment, everything beginning to end is happening right now in this instant. So what if all of these infinite parallel universes where all of the different possibilities for the universe have played out, there's, you know, an infinite number of them, already exist and they're all happening right now.
So in that other alternate universe, you know, Bob Dole could be the president.
I'm a black kid with my pants down around my butt.
And you know, Sam, you could be in a jail cell. So, I mean, anything could happen, right? That's what you're suggesting. There could be all this, an infinite amount of possibilities. And
if there are infinite amounts, then all of those things have happened.
Right.
Here's the difference, the context shift I want you guys to make. You're thinking of them as, like, these different static places that you would have to travel to. What if instead it wasn't like that? What if with each conscious choice, decision, thought that you have, you take actions that move you from one universe to the next, and we're all moving through these different parallel universes right now with every decision, and that's how it all works, because each person, through his own choices and his own thoughts, travels to the universe where the things he focuses on manifest.
That's pretty cool. I like that one.
Well, since there's an infinite amount of universes and a finite amount of people, wouldn't I be able to make choices that would end me up in a universe where no one is?
Possibly, but again, Mark, it's the idea of, you know, could I make a Ferrari appear in my driveway, you know, just by thinking about it. The universe.
That would be one of those infinite possibilities.
I'm familiar.
Well, there's a big gap between there, and you may not be able to jump. You may have to travel through several choices or several parallel universes to get there.
Well, Sam, I'm familiar with this theory, actually, and the way I had heard it proposed, and it may have actually been discussed on Free Talk Live some time ago. I don't remember if it was here, but I've had the discussion. The idea that I've heard is that every physical possibility that could exist, every choice you could make, you do make, but the you that made that choice is in a different universe, is the idea.
So it splits off every instant you make the choice.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's kind of aligning with what I say, and if it's not, jump back in.
No, it sounds to me like that's what you're saying.
Yeah, each thought that you make, you put you into a different universe, and so literally, you're creating and manifesting the world around you through your choices, and then life becomes really the ultimate video game where any ending is possible.
It becomes exactly what you were looking for. Exactly what you were looking for. Exactly what you believe you can have. And if you believe that all you can have is just a piss poor existence and you know, being addicted and in pain, then that's what you're going to get. But if you believe otherwise, you may get elsewhere. You know, I think that what you're pointing out there, Sam, actually answers the question I was going to ask, because our board operator had a question. He said, I mentioned the law of attraction to him, and he went and read a little bit about it, and he came back with this. He says, my question is how this affects interaction with another person. If the law of attraction says you can have whatever it is that you want, what if you've got directly conflicting views? You both can't possibly get what you want. Say you, for instance, want the top position of the company that you're in, for instance. Only one person can get that position. But now you're saying that if the alternate universe thing is true, or the infinite universe,
it's the many worlds interpretation.
The many worlds interpretation of what?
Of
existence.
If the many worlds interpretation is true, then does that answer his question?
Yes, and I think the fact that sometimes we don't realize what we're asking for could also come into play.
Right, and the, sort of the
we're not conscious. Go ahead, Mark.
The focus, and one might call it faith, another might call it focus, of who wants it more.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, if I've been preparing all my life to, win the figure skating competition, and then some other guy wants to win the figure skating competition, I want it more because I've been, competing all my life. This other guy just strapped some skates on yesterday.
But wouldn't that only be acceptable in the single universe theory, in that if you've got three entities, let's say it's Mark, myself, we both work at the same company, and Sam, you're the owner of the company. So, Sam, you'd be the decision maker inevitably on who would get that promotion to the CEO position, and Mark and myself really both want it really badly. It would then depend on who wanted what the most. You know, do all three of us, do I want it more than Mark, and what do you want, Sam, and how does that all factor in? Whereas the alternate universes or the many worlds theory says, well, I can have it, and Mark can have it too, and everyone can have what they want.
So the idea is that the consciousness would travel off into the universe where that did happen, where the decision did go the other way. And that's why, you know, when you think of time, think of it as just the present moment. Everything, all of the different possibilities are all happening right now, start to finish.
Mm.
You know, it's all been done. And really what we are is potentially just these this energy, this life force, I don't know how to describe it, but other than to just say this energy that travels around and gets to experience whatever it wants to and create whatever it wants to in the world.
Well, it's vibration, right? I mean, because, I mean, everything we interpret is vibration. The sounds we hear are vibrations. The sights we see are vibrations, right? Would that be an appropriate word?
I think so.
More with Sam here in a moment. Hang on, dude. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is there any evidence for all this? Well, quantum mechanics is kind of interesting. It suggests the infinite universe or the many worlds theory from what my basic rudimentary understanding of it. But is there any real evidence to any of this? Not really. It's just interesting to think about and very self-empowering, the idea that you can have what you want. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the Revolutionary Dragonskin Body Armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo. To prove they listen to the show, just go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about at shrine.freetalklive.com.
In Chapter 5 of Freedom Engineering, an online anarcho-capitalist adventure series, Tad Galahad catches something in his spam can. Go to freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com and find out what that might have been.
800-259-9231. We go back to Sam in Texas talking about the law of attraction. And I realize we've been discussing this and we didn't really stop down and define it. So, Sam, what is the law of attraction?
It's you can describe it a number of ways, one of which might be just the idea that your thoughts are energy, that you yourself said if you go down to a small enough level or just energy that's vibrating and taking up space in the universe. So the idea that as you think, you manifest and change that energy, it manifests and changes the universe around you, and all the time you're creating and getting exactly what you want.
Everything that we see around us, the pen that is sitting on my desk, the monitor here, it was at some point someone thought of all of these things, and they became real because they put their minds to it and they created using the natural resources and the wealth that had already been created to create new wealth. And you really do think yourself into reality in that way. Sam,
exactly.
How did you come about this particular viewpoint? Because for me, it was kind of a process. I think a lot of my the axioms in this belief system came to me through learning the sales process when I was in network marketing. That's when I picked a lot of it up, and so I sort of picked up these little bits of wisdom over time, and eventually, at some point, I just. You know, I guess when the student is ready, the teacher appears, at some point the path was opened and it all sort of came together via certain pieces of media out there that were brought to my attention. What was your how did it happen for you?
You're gonna love my answer, Ian. Mark, do you want to tell him where I learned this stuff?
Go ahead.
Landmark.
Hey.
Not Landmark, but I did a different one that's in Dallas here called Millennium 3 that was, it's probably a little more in-depth or a little more personal than Landmark gets, but this training really taught me how to take responsibility for my actions, for my life, for the things that I'm creating, and showed me how to really put it into practice by applying these principles and gave me practice in doing that and going out and just creating things in the world that don't exist without any evidence. You know, like when JFK said, man on the moon, end of the decade, he didn't have all the formulas figured out as to how he was going to do it and exactly that it would unfold that way. He just made a declaration without evidence and then did whatever it took to create that and manifest it in the world. And that's what this training I took really taught me how to do.
Now, I want to play devil's advocate because to me, the idea sounds like free will coupled with the idea that, you know, what you do to affect a change in the world or ideas that you give to other people are things you had to think about first. So I'm having a little bit of trouble seeing how this differs from simply believing that positive thought generally leads to positive action. I mean, that seems pretty straightforward.
That's a very simplified version of the law of attraction, sure.
I don't think that takes enough into account, Nick. Really, what you focus on will manifest and create and just come into being. And the way you're saying it, just positive thought brings back positive things, it doesn't correlate any kind of connection between the two events. And what I think I'm saying is that there absolutely is a connection.
Okay, well, that we are saying to you, because then I don't necessarily disagree. I don't necessarily agree with what you're saying, because to me, just because you believe something, even if it's very fundamental, doesn't mean you'll succeed in bringing that idea into reality. I mean, I don't think just because...
Absolutely. And again, I think, you know, do you believe that anything really is possible?
I believe that anything is possible, yes.
Okay. So if you made a declaration and you didn't make it, does that mean that it's impossible or that you just didn't find the right way to get there?
Well, that I didn't find the right way to get there.
The universe.
Right, but my understanding is that as long as I think it, and I mean, there's, I believe anything's possible, that doesn't mean I necessarily subscribe.
That doesn't mean
I subscribe to the theory that it exists. I believe that, you know, unicorns possibly exist. somewhere. That doesn't, when I say possibly, that doesn't mean I believe that, yes, they definitely do exist in a parallel universe, and I can get to them simply by traveling through the universes. See, I'm not even convinced, well, I believe it's very possible. I'm not necessarily convinced that we move through universes. I don't see how, I mean, I ascribe to a single universe.
I think you bring up an interesting point.
Continuum,
I think you bring an interesting point in about
unicorns, fact or fiction?
Well, right, about the unicorns.
Unicorns,
you know,
about with what we're doing with genetic engineering and how easy it's going to be to create something like that.
Right,
someone is creating genetic codes.
Okay, but can I believe that there was a unicorn in 15th century Germany? Because
I don't know.
Well, that would be irrelevant according to what Sam was saying. You know, time as far as time is something that man has created to interpret the world around us, essentially. And so all that we really have is the now and what we choose to do in that now. So clearly, by the belief system we're talking about, couldn't possibly manifest something into an existence in the past, right, Sam?
Well, yeah. So I guess being where we are right now, the four of our consciousnesses on the phone, if that's a word, we've all taken a certain path through the parallel universes to get to where we are. And we can choose to stay on the same one or relatively close ones, or we can diverge and go in completely different directions. Like I could move to South Africa and you guys could never hear from me again.
It's true.
I see what you're saying, but I don't see how the practical application differs from saying that we live in one universe with one space-time continuum and that you have the free will to move to South Africa and we'll never hear from you again. The only difference is that the idea is that in a different universe, there's another Sam who, if you did
has moved to South Africa.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the idea, is that in a different universe, you did just make the decision to move to South Africa and we don't hear from you again. That's the only practical difference, and we would never be aware of that either way. So I just think I have trouble.
Think about this, though.
Oh, go ahead.
In infinite universes, I've moved to every possible place on the planet in this right now, and it's already happened.
Right. But
because
I don't.
Time is just the present moment.
Right, because there is no future or past. It's just in the infinite universe things. It's just what's happening now.
Oh, I understand the concept, but there's no way we could be aware of it if the multiple universe theory is correct. So I don't see how it practically differs from saying, you know, you just choose where you live.
I think I agree with you there.
Back to the video game.
Yeah, it's just neat to think about. And Sam, I know you've got somewhere to be.
TimeCube.com.
Thank you for the call tonight, sir. Have fun with your dance class. He goes and dances with a bunch of hot chicks there.
Yeah, tough life.
Yep.
Take pictures of them.
800-259-9231. Randy's on the line in Montana. We'll talk to him next. And your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live. Ladies, you come first if you dial in.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced,
checkpoints will be enforced. Gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years, preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Police Department, come on!
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, and they include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive and discuss all kinds of different topics with our listeners, over 2,000 of them, and over 350,000 posts for you to surf around through. Get interactive at bbs.freetalklive.com. It is free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festivals, better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. And at Porkfest, you'll be able to see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live, as well as meet activists who are already achieving success here in New Hampshire. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. I believe Sam in Texas is actually going to be at Porkfest. So,
and he's moving up for the Free State Project.
He is, as a matter of fact. So if you've got more questions for Sam, you can get him in person.
Are you telling me somebody from the South, someplace as far as Texas, can handle the weather up here?
We're from the South, Mark.
I know. We're from Florida.
All right. Let's continue. Randy is on the line in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Randy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just want to say this real quick. I always feel a lot better about me after I've heard your guys' show.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
It's not.
Oh, okay.
It may or may not be, but I'll tell you what. What you guys are hitting tonight is, you guys are all across the board, man. It's cool.
Hey, man, glad you're enjoying it. That makes me feel good. I mean, whether it was a backhanded insult or a compliment, long as you're feeling good after you turn off this program, I think we've done our job.
It's just supposed to be entertainment.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you guys hit everything that's interesting. You know, that Danby guy, that research guy that went down to South America and wrote that book called Cosmic Serpent.
I don't know it.
Yeah. After he partook of ayahuasca.
What is it?
Ayahuasca.
Is that a cactus?
It's two vines that they boil together, and it's a hallucinogen. Now I read the book shortly before I did peyote with the Indian medicine man from the Native American church.
If you're gonna do peyote, you got to do it with a medicine man.
Well, I did, and it was interesting. 12 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, sir.
So how do you feel? I mean, what were you going to say? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say what you guys were talking about, cause and effect, God's judgment and reward, self-determination, predestination, karma, whatever you want to call it. It's just the same thing, but in a different name, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, but it goes back, going back to what we were saying before, the world's religions are designed to control. They're designed to set a group of rules out there and demand that people adhere to them at the punishment of eternal brimstone, for instance. Whereas what we're talking about is a very positive concept, a very empowering idea, the idea that you can do whatever it is that that you want to do, and you don't have to worry about some supreme being holding judgment over top of you. So I think there is a difference to be noted.
And I'm not sure why they do it, if it's to protect the... the sheep or because they want the power or exactly what. I'm sure it's above earth.
It could be both.
Yeah.
It could be one or the other or both.
Could be 10 of the things that I can't even see.
Sure.
But whatever it is, you know, the whole free will thing is, free will is designed so that you can change your mind. And if you had self-determination or predestination, your free will is there to say, yeah, you can change your mind. Isn't that, what was the show and their parameters? Star Trek, that you don't mess with someone's free will.
Oh, the Prime Directive.
The Prime Directive, that's exactly right. And I thought it was a wonderful thing.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I really did like about Star Trek.
The thing I don't like about Star Trek is it's kind of a commie thing. Like
it's very militaristic.
Well, there's also very communal kind of themes in that show. Like there's no money.
Yeah, I agree with that. This sort of thing, the thought thing to get you to, you know, wherever you're going, it's just a true story. But we're living in a three-dimensional universe, and
maybe it's more than three dimensions, but you can't tell the rest of them.
Well,
any other thoughts?
I think some people can read Cosmic Serpent. Do yourself a big favor and read that book. It's really wonderful. Thought leads to action. Action leads to reality.
That's good stuff, man.
And all is. I mean, all is. You know, we're talking about,
all that is has certainly never been before. I mean, we're here right now, the leading edge, all of us thinking the things we're thinking and doing what we're doing. No one's ever done this before, so we're pushing on into the unknown and expanding as the universe expands at the same time.
Exactly. I mean, a few thousand years ago, now I believe in creation, and I also believe in evolution. I think we got pushed along different parameters, and you know, probably sometimes harshly, other times you know just for help. But a few thousand years ago, I mean, we were eating bananas.
Thank you for the call tonight, Randy.
Yeah,
appreciate hearing from you. 800-259. Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. It just warms my heart to know that Randy feels good when he turns on Free Talk Live every night.
That somebody out there is enjoying all this talk about it.
No, about whatever. I mean, he said any time that he listens to the show. So let's continue with your calls. You can bring up anything. We go to Kevin in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Kevin
Hello,
in Minnesota.
Guys. How you doing?
You actually live on an Indian reservation. Have you ever tried the peyote?
Actually, I live near a reservation. Unfortunately, I'm having some land issues of trying to build a home on my reservation. And I have not partaken in a peyote. Yeah. And I actually would really like to partake in that ayahuasca. And I have read the book that the last caller just called and talked about.
What a coincidence.
Yes, very phenomenal book. And it's really interesting that out of the thousands and thousands of different plants that are there in the jungle, these native peoples knew to take one plant and another plant, and by the combination of them, of the two plants, one plant was able to open up a receptor in our brain, which basically opened up a door between the realms of consciousness and subconsciousness, and the other one was able to shove us through it.
I think I've actually seen this. I'm trying to pull it up over on Arrowhead. I think I've seen the name of it before. A-Y-A-H-U-A-S-C-A. Ayahuasca, you said.
Ayahuasca.
Very interesting. I'm going to look into this.
And,
I've got my
hands
on it. Is it
goes into the psilocybus and stuff like that, and, you know, pretty much every Native American culture around the world was known to use some type of herbal remedy or something to communicate better or get closer to what they believe their higher power was. And a really interesting thing is to look into Saint Nick and his growing of the psilocybus under the fir tree, and that the gift under the Christmas tree was
shrooms,
manna, or mushrooms. Yeah.
You're telling me that
did the Israelites walk around the desert eating nothing but shrooms for?
Saint Nick was a Catholic created saint.
Santa Claus gave out shrooms to people?
It was a saint in, I don't remember offhand where it was, but there was a saint named Nick that actually was a monk or a priest or a Jesuit or something like that, but he partaked in psilocybus, and this is what some people claim is the present under the tree, because if you look at the best place where psilocybus grows is under the fir tree.
Hmm. Interesting. I had no idea. Where did you learn that?
Actually, there's what is the gentleman's name? I think it's called something like Christmas and the Magic Mushroom, or the Magic Mushroom and Christmas, something like
good
that.
Good times. Kevin, thank you for the call tonight, sir. We appreciate the info.
And, you know, the Christmas tree was a Nordic tradition, and so were shrooms.
Really?
So, well, berserkers ate mushrooms of some kind, so it's assumed, yeah. So I'm wondering if there's a connection there, because those traditions sound like they both came from Northern Europe.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, even in these remaining moments. Just enough time for your call. It is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want, toll-free, even in these remaining moments. Maybe enough time for your call at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program, you like Free Talk Live, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go to amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live will get a cut. We'll get a percentage of anything that you buy. There are 41 categories. You can even buy used items. Free Talk Live will get a cut as long as you enter through that link. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue here with your phone calls about whatever you want to talk about. Rich is on the line in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live, Rich.
Point.
Hello.
How you doing?
What's on your mind, Rich?
Yeah, I want to talk about how the Constitution is being ignored.
Sure.
Yeah, are you familiar with the Emergency War Powers Act?
Not really.
Okay. In 1933, FDR revised the Emergency War Powers Act, okay, because of the economy, the Depression then. Okay. And the president wears two hats. One is commander-in-chief, you know, like the military dictator.
Right.
The other is the president of the United States, where he's sort of the Democratic leader of Congress.
Okay.
Under the Emergency War Powers Act, the commander-in-chief takes precedence. So when FDR revised the Emergency War Powers Act, by the way, it's never been rescinded since 1933. So
I can't imagine why they would rescind it. It sounds like something the president would surely want.
Well, you know, he's just a temporary hireling. You know, and his bosses, you know, he's got his own bosses.
Okay.
So it's never been rescinded. Essentially, we've been under the state of martial law since 1933. So
okay.
these are the roots of the legal roots of why and how the Constitution is being ignored. And it, incidentally,
but don't you think they ignored the Constitution? Well, hold on a second. I mean, I see where you're coming from, and I'm not denying that what you're saying is true. But don't you think the Constitution was also violated prior to 1933? I mean, come on, the war between the states. I mean, the Civil War. That's clearly.
Yeah, that was the first thing. Yeah, we saw Lincoln when he suspended the writ of habeas corpus. I mean, that was sort of the first avenue there.
Right. All I'm saying here is I don't think you can necessarily ascribe it to one particular piece of legislation that these people in D.C. have written. They've been urinating all over their own constitution for as long as it's been in existence.
Right, and I also don't think that why is the Supreme Court ruling on the constitutionality of things still if the Constitution's been suspended?
To put up a facade,
right? Because that's what it is. It's a facade, and I don't think that we needed a piece of legislation passed by FDR in order for politicians to seek power.
See, that's how they can do all these presidential decision directives and the executive orders and all this, because
isn't it possible they can just do it anyway?
Because nobody's telling them otherwise.
Right, they can just do it. They don't need a piece of paper telling them they can, although they can certainly create that if they would like to. If that makes them feel better about what they're doing, we've got this piece of paper called the War Powers Act that says we can. Okay, well, whatever.
They can do it because they've got the guns and they're in charge.
Right, that's
and
the real
there's
fact.
Nothing we can do about it because we don't have the guns and we'll go to jail if we don't obey.
Well, my real question is, obviously, they couldn't over... I mean, even if we assume that they did try to use the War Powers Act to override the Constitution, statutory law doesn't legitimately override the Constitution anyway, so... I mean, you can't...
What do you mean statutory law? Come on.
U.S. Code? They can't just pass a law that says the president has unconstitutional powers. That doesn't make those powers constitutional.
Well, you see, the problem with the USC...
They're just ignoring the Constitution.
The problem with the USC is, you've got the United States Code. You've got 50 titles. It's like this huge set of encyclopedias. And every, two or three years, the government lawyers go out and update this thing... and change it, and see, that's not valid because Congress hasn't actually created a law that's valid.
The fact is, government's not valid, dude. I mean, the whole idea that these people can arbitrarily get together in Washington, D.C., sit around in a room, write some stuff down on a piece of paper, and then declare that they are in control over everyone else in a particular landmass is completely invalid. So the whole concept of a government in the first place is invalid, if you really want to get down to what's invalid. Thank you for the comment,
dude. You want to hear something even more bizarre?
Go ahead.
In 1871... The United States government incorporated. So in 1871, it became, to limit their liability because, the South was torched and all this, right?
Okay.
So it actually became a corporation in 1871.
I don't know what to say to that, but, certainly cities and towns are incorporated, and we know that incorporating is just a legal fiction. It's just fantasy. It's, again, more people writing stuff down on pieces of paper.
It's how they use sovereign immunity to get their little bureaucrats
but sovereign immunity only works because they've got a bunch of guns, right?
Right.
Like, we're immune because we say so. It doesn't really matter the pieces of paper that they write all this stuff down on. What matters is their people willing to use force to get their way over our lives. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Appreciate it. We go to the AMP line, and we talk to Keith in Pennsylvania.
Ooh,
that's
drunk.
Not Keith. Keith. Keith is gone? Is this not
so.
Keith? Keith is gone. All right. Well, let's go to this AMP line.
Hello.
Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Keith.
Keith in Pennsylvania. What's on your mind?
I got disconnected.
What's up?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the law of attraction.
Yes, sir.
I'm kind of in the same frame of mind as Nick.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in one universe. I think the multiverse theory is a nice theory, but this universe is the only one I really care about.
Sure.
And this is my objective reality, the one that we're living in.
I'm with you.
No doubt about it. I'm with you.
Okay. But I also see that humans have a blind spot, and it has to do with the nonlinear nature of events. And Einstein used thought experiments to think about the speed of light and things like that. So I have a couple thought experiments I'd like to get out real quick.
Sure, by all means.
Okay, one is the difference between a line of dominoes falling down. That's a linear progression.
Right.
It's very easy for us to think about that linear progression. And the other is a rack of billiard balls during a break. Billiard balls can bounce all over the place. It's difficult for our minds to track all the different interactions of those billiard balls. And that's the billiard balls really describes how reality works. It's very nonlinear. We only see a few cause and effects. We don't see everything that happens.
Right.
And that leads religious people to always ascribe the hand of God acting in a subjective interpretation of events.
Right, and that was what I was trying to explain with, you know, humans and mammals in general, animals, you know, recognizing patterns and ascribing things to those patterns. Did you hear that part?
Right, yeah, I did.
Okay.
Now, I used to work with a woman who was very religious, and one day she told me that she was very depressed, and she was driving down the road, and she saw a rainbow, and she said that God put that rainbow there to cheer her up. And
I
to me, know. That's a subjective interpretation of reality that, you know, God put the rainbow there. And the idea of this law of attraction kind of reminds me of that woman and her view of the world that, you know, you're interpreting subjectively things happening.
There's no doubt that the law of attraction cannot be scientifically proven. I don't think it.
To me, it sounds like a lot of like psychology, basically, but it's trying to ascribe meaning to something that happened to you that may or may not be there. Just like the rainbow analogy, you know, that woman may have seen it, but even if we were to assume that there was a God putting rainbows places for people, how does she know it was for her? Maybe somebody who was having a much worse day than her.
Well, she was. You're tying in what a religious lady said to the you know, the law of attraction.
The law of attraction is talking about.
It reminds me of that.
Right.
It sounds very mystical. It doesn't sound very rational.
I see what you're saying, and you know, to go back with what Sam was pointing out before, the suggestion is, and again, there's no science behind this. It's just a neat little explanation for the world. The idea is that everything that we see, everything we hear, everything we feel, it's all vibration. And Sam was suggesting that, you know, you can essentially vibrate into being what it is that you want for yourself. So law of attraction is more concerned with you getting what you want on into your future. And I've seen evidence for it in my life in that I've decided what it was I wanted and I've gotten it every single time. So
well, it's very true. If you have a positive attitude, you will, you know, interpret your reality in a positive way, and good things, you'll pick up on opportunities that you might have missed otherwise.
And I think that's important, Keith. And what I'm wondering is part of having a positive attitude, sort of having a wonder about the world. To me, like, you know, looking at things very rationally and skeptically, there's little wonder in that, whereas I kind of like some of the idea of the wonder of the law of attraction. And
Kevin, I'm afraid we're out of time, my friend, but if you want to continue, if you want to continue the conversation, call us back some other time. We appreciate it. It's been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. Free Talk Live. Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.